Oneida County Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator Stephanie Boismanou says the DNR's Invasive Species Council is taking recommendations for a species you consider invasive to be assessed whether it should be included in the revised rule for invasive species. She says they are also reassessing the current list of aquatic invasives.
So this is an opportunity for citizens to give their voice about what they would consider to be invasive species, whether it should be a restricted or prohibited invasive species.
Boismanou offers one example of a beautiful but non-native plant that could be on the list.
So, for instance, a lot of people don't consider Phragmites to be a prohibited species in every county. I believe that it should be a prohibited species in every county, and it is not. Some counties, it's just restricted. Here in Oneida County, it is actually prohibited, so you cannot have that on your property at all. So that's just one example of what the current rule is going to be looking at.
She says it doesn't matter if it's aquatic, terrestrial, or wetland, or plant, animal, or organism. The invasive species rule creates a comprehensive, science-based system with criteria to classify invasive species into two categories, prohibited and restricted. With certain exceptions, the transport, possession, transfer, and introduction of prohibited species is banned. Restricted species are also subject to a ban on transport, transfer, and introduction, but possession is allowed with the exception of fish and crayfish. We have a link at WXPR to the DNR list that is under consideration. Ken Krall, WXPR News.